tu ji jo na shang ju bo du da ni jo su ji na ye ji 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 be so na ji
do lo la
ji san ji ru bo su san ji ji na tu ji jo na shang ju bo du da ni jo su ji na ye ji 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 be so na ji
So we all, the instructor and the listener, everybody, try to spend the time, meaningful. So this is the most beneficial for everybody. Until now, if we look back, then did we spend a really meaningful time that is rejoiceable and give us some satisfaction? Do we have that kind of meaningful time we spent in the past from instructor side, you think you don't have any. So from our side, listener side too, we can look back and find out.
So as
our saying, the time flies. So, from the spirituality practice side, if you really reflect on time, then from our birth to the death, or the birth to the death is kind of is a moment of time. It seems like that from the spiritual perspective.
So
as we know, we have a innate wanting of more happiness and get rid of the suffering, but our happiness is from the external condition. We have gained kind of moment of suffering, but so far we couldn't able to achieve a happiness that derive from the training of the mind. So if we have achieved that kind of happiness, then it is really reliable, and as well as it is, you know, confidence that will last.
Pena kode boshi na soso denro gono ma dene ya kunjo la mi bi tepan ro chi chene ni soso gi chi chwa shu chi mo chene pena lulu pa da ma sa mi le chima chu ba sing ten che zul chu ani sa la da
if you know, if we say directly, then you know, when we sit down before the practice or before the meditation, you know, we you know, visualize the merit field, and you know, reflecting on those, you know, Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and the Lamas, great qualities, and did we get a kind of moved, deep, you know, moved, and we got a sense of feeling that, you know, that, you know, that make us, you know, kind of almost, you know, with a great admiration, almost we cry, or we got a goosebumps, or something like that kind of experience happen due to the reflecting on the qualities of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Even a moment, do we able to have that kind of experience, you know, from Rinpoche's side, he don't think.
You know, much dene ni pena chadang de mande gi sinjin la mebe ni nyi ji chen na yang dang ji na gi chi lu san la me chua ma da ta bu de ne jia nyu san la da.
And the same thing, you know, when we sit down and we reflect on the suffering nature of the, you know, samsaric sentient beings, including us, and by reflecting on those sufferings, do we have our really, you know, deep feeling, you know, of compassion and love, and you know, those kind of deep feeling, and we move by those compassion and love toward those things. Like, you know, as mentioned earlier, you know, we got our tears down and coming down and goosebumps and this kind of things, you know, did we happen even a moment so far.
Shena pimpi sambasana, tenriji yunguri, rani la pimpi sambasana. The Shushun Shibi, when they run it, the Rijikin Juatan to a day, Matsu said the Yuan Yabachirisala, the Rijila, the Chu, the Chigune, lots of chula din in any shower, Shingichina, when it to the Jiungurs.
So, if we, you know, really strive to, you know, training the mind or practice to discipline our mind, then, you know, we can, at least, you know, we can achieve that kind of, you know, sense of, you know, admiration and a sense of, you know, faith toward the, you know, three jewels, and as well as love and compassion toward the sentient beings. That much, you know, we could able to achieve.
Tā tūndrī jī 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 yā nā kōnā kōng pēnā rōyā jī mē nā tā tūndrī jī yōng tā kī tūndā lā nī ngā tsū kī pēnā chūyā sēngi tā nyōgā yīn sā tē yā rāñi jī gō mē tā yā bā sāng jī tā jī kī tūndā nyōgā yīn sā nā yā nī tē sī jī tsōwā rō jī jī gu dūyā tā nā ngā tsū tē sī jī mē pā chī gīn dā sā lā.
So if we have achieved that kind of feeling so far, then, you know, we try to increase, you know, expand that kind of feeling. If we don't have, then we try to achieve, you know, do our best to achieve that. So, you know, reflecting on those things, we will we will try to meditate for a couple of minutes. So with that kind of wholesome motivation, what we're gonna listen and what we're gonna explain is the path that all the Buddhas of the past practice this path and attain enlightenment. It's called the Lamrim.
Then we can change your language. You must sing the song. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sona. Bena Kanji John and Pippin, Jangola Mutsunga, but Chambore, Sena, Tanga, Kaga, Lawyer, all that.
So, who composed this, Lamrim or the stages of the path? Who composed it, then we all can able to say by in Tibet by great master Lama Tsongkhapa.
Ani danda ngaso gi jamle le ta de nambi chyo de toma ani lo ni dong ga da che de ba se che to ba ja ga do ji de pe no song jo re te pe no ma kan de che ne chong jo re se la yin de ani danji ngaso gi de ma de wa na gi kon de 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 sa ji tong bo de yin ba sa la.
So what we are practicing right now, this practice was first taught by historical Buddha Shakyamuni in India more than 2,500 years ago. And how it come to Tibet is, the great master Atisha, came from India to Tibet and reveal this, teaching in Tibet.
Mm-hmm. Timbal Naga Karuiris, Lava in a Chironson, Swakarichuda, then Riki Kuntu, Jensen Carriers, Jubu Dambachins on the Konogi, Katut and Sonjan and Rigoro as Lavaena.
So, why it is so necessary that there should be a, unbroken lineage or the teaching source should be traced back to Buddha Shakyamuni himself? Why is so important? So that all answer revealed in first chapter and the second chapter, if that is so, then for what purpose and how for what purpose this teaching was taught in the second chapter?
Pena nga tsogi pena nyane sene re sachi go ne jung ye ba chen na kanje go pena pena sachen de le le nyung ye jin so na pena minizo da se de lan sa ji kro gi sachi yi de lan sa lo le chi chai do as la da pena mong wa shi ba jin de kui me da so na me de yi su de lan sa yi chi chai do la da
So when we, you know, study chapter by chapter, you know, then when the chapter's heading, you know, reads, then immediately we should have a clear, you know, clear imagination or the, you know, picture of the subject in our mind. It should appear in our mind. Like, you know, if we have been to Minnesota, then, you know, if somebody talk about downtown Minneapolis, then, you know, you have all the imaginations or the pictures in your mind how downtown Minneapolis look like in Minnesota. So it is same like that.
Then saje somba de la ni wana de bi gi chue de ge chmo da za chmo yin so na ni de ni la me chue shi de kan de she gore ni nga so gi nyue de kan de nyue gore se la we de ni chue le nye che che de ba la da.
And the third chapter, you know, it reveals that if the teaching is that secret, then, you know, how one should, you know, teach and how one should study that subject revealed in the third chapter.
Toma chandro ne zonde ne sanje sa malo pa da ne chona chon ro du she su ji shawa ne zonde ne zo bi sanje ji kopo ma to pa ne che shu san pa bet su ju chan ju tela ne danga ngo ji lo ma sing de ro danga ngo sing de ro wa sa la da.
And the, you know, actual, you know, instruction is that you know, from path begin our spiritual quest or the path begin from the taking refuge in three jewels until we attain Buddhahood. So in between, you know, how we should, you know, walk, how we should sit, and how we should sleep, how we should eat, and, you know, how we should behave. You know, it reveals all those in behaviors of our three doors in, you know, in precisely.
Then you say that you have no such 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 bank on the day of Allah. Now the chance of Mazo, but such such bank on the door of Allah.
So this is the fourth chapter. Is the actual practice or the body of the you know, text. So, you know, it will go until the end of this text.
Tasa jin la zai de malon ju de ngi ale ma ji malon na ko sa jin ma chi na. Sachi jipatele nyeche, langjo tsawashin tene no jitajame nyeche, ini tombatele yonjo nyeche, chunzi chode shepata, chunzi dode de tenbaas. Ini jidang nga tsuki katu tandate, ini gangjo suna, ini nga tsuki la, ini gangjo bi tisetale, imari chuche suna lada, chuche bi tisetale, tin debi kou jita, ini tin sanji kou nyi, tisetan kibare sena son reyes. Maso, shenji tinsi katu la, ini mi ngoji chunyanle che suna, tisetan dure chi mada yomare son reyes lada.
So then it has you know, two parts, you know, reliance on the instructor or the teacher and how to training the mind. And in the first, there is, you know, how to rely on the instructor, it in brief and more extended. Mm-hmm. So, you know, anyway, when we practice or meditate, you know, in our 24 hours, there is only two things, the meditation session and the, you know, post meditation session when we are not meditating. So people like us, you know, we got only one, you know, one session, you know, that is post meditation session. So we never meditate. That means we never, you know, single pointedly, you know, concentrate on a chosen meditation object, and we don't do that, those things. So that is why, you know, our mind is always distracted by the sensory pleasures. So, you know, we don't have a meditation session so far. So, Rinpoche talking, you know, that from his perspective or from what he does, but maybe you guys might have a doing a meditation, so you know he couldn't tell. So if that is the case, then he apologized.
Ta kanje ngonzo ten de tinsa se ke mena ya ani ani patsun ro di ni ro ton de sun ro sho ani khala sa din de sa che ni din du su che ne ne sho san lo je je de ngonzo ge le gu ro la da yin ji mi ji ti khong de mena ya ling ha ye shu ben ye ba do ba ta ling ha ye shu ba zang bo len ju ba de ngonzo chong le gu ro la da.
So anyway, even though we are not meditating, but you know, we should, you know, we should want this kind of, you know, advice or the instruction how to walk, how to sleep, how to eat, and how to behave our, you know, three doers activities. So, you know, try to, you know, abandon the, you know, unwholesome, you know, activities of three doer and try to implement or try to practice the wholesome activities of the three doer. That, you know, even though we are not meditator, but we want to, you know, achieve that. So how to walk means that, you know, when we are meditating on the reliance on the instructor or the guru, you know, at that time, you know, if we have to go to get a milk to make a tea from the refrigerator, we have to walk from our room to the refrigerator, you know. So, you know, even though we get up and going to the refrigerator to get the milk, but, you know, our focus should not be, you know, distract to get the milk. Our focus should be concentrate on the, you know, on the subject or the chosen object or the meditation, you know. And we go to get the milk and make a tea and whatever. So, you know, so this is how we should do. But, you know, can we able to carry on this kind of meditation?
Mm-hmm. 간제 추리 연구에 생기 로기 미바기 전배 마예비 토네 아니 피기 일가체는 추쇼선에 간제 단단된 오는 로도 대동해 데려와라다 다 간제 라네 뚱이 있나
So how we should walk and how we should sit instruction here is that you know like that so you know if we get more familiar then you know we are going to get a grocery shopping then you know in this during this you know time also we should not lose the you know our meditation object and we should apply the mindfulness all the time so this is the you know instruction how to walk and how to sit and all those things
ben da dang zo lo ma gong bo la pet su to ba shu ji sem ba de shu ji kai bi so ne ji nga zo na khu du ala da
so when we are not familiar you know people like us in the beginning time it seems like really kind of you know restraining our all the you know sensory faculties and it really kind of you know depress or is in a tense
tendu rang cha ye ma re sa la da kon so na pe na khasing ye pe ja yin ba mo su pe na mo ta no no de ne pe na mo ta de bo chi ge sho lo la ke che chi yin na sem ba ga yin go ya na sem ba su chi ge lang ga de mi ge cho de ro do ala da tendu chi go la da ta de le xiu gang ye se mo do ala da
So when we train, we get familiar, then it is not that so. Like mentioned before, you know, that you are a trained diver, then you can have a conversation with your, you know, companion in the car, but still, you know, one side of your mind is focused on the road so it could be like that
da chushu gi tinri gi komba cha sona de zang ji chege ma re pe na sen le shi de sen lu lu ji yin ne ni le ka tan ju je thung ye de cha yo ro sa la
so if we really you know get familiar through the spiritual meditation practice then it would be more than that diver so it would be like you know really calm state of mind with you know peacefulness and nothing disturbs you no matter what going on so that kind of you know mental state we can able to obtain
ndi ngo chu xie xie jiu jiu ma jia jian de bian de qiao zhe yi jian da bai yu xue de song xian zuo se ji ba ru le kan zhe lian du dan da ji jie xi jie de se la da xie ba de de jing sa re ba kan zhe ye sa re
so you know don't live you know just listen and just read but try to practice what we heard and what we read so you know once just analyze you know you start your you know single pointed meditation and then in between you go to the bathroom so in between this activities can you maintain that concentration or not just analyze it
so tene chege je se kharza na so sholo kamba koma se mandro na mo che de chadani ki jolon ro ne jin ji nga tsu chi xie guo ma ren me su ji ngene zhong ne len de ta xie chao dang yin su na ji le me ge wa sa xia ya ji dan yin cha dang pie xia kono kono yin la du xue den da zhou wo sa la da
so why we need to do this because you know every moment you know our mind is afflicted with you know those negative emotions attachment anger hostility and so on So we never try to apply the mindfulness and introspection. So, you know, our mind is always, you know, always power or influenced by, you know, negative emotions all the time.
Tā yōnu rōgī dā, kāsī ngē kālā sātāṅ gāne jāyā sētē, sēchī tsūrī bāne sī ngē dī gāne dā.
So now we go through the text in 105, appropriate diet.
Tā tēsā rōgī dā, sēchī tsūrī bāne sā, chūjī tā dēn bā tēsā, hācā nyūwa māyī bāne sā, Hajan yuna treba tans, nyan chungan jene, an chungan jene, geyi shawala, tume banjewe, sangi seji tuyla maleji padu, trebe menebi tsue zanto sawos. Jidan kala sade yini, hajan nyua mayin baji sago ore. Sumaro.
So we read through the text, an appropriate diet has four attributes. Not eating too little. If you eat too little food, you will be hungry and will become weak, leaving no strength for virtuous activities. Therefore, not eating too little means that you must eat just the amount that will allow you not to be afflicted by hunger until tomorrow's meal.
So this
thing is not hard to understand, so don't need a further interpretation.
Nimu pewa tang lu les mronwe, nimu pangwa la tume panjewe so, se mambo sana yang chende yor songdwa.
So not eating too much. If we eat too much, then these are the faults we will get. This is because if you eat too much, your body will be heavy as if you are carrying a burden. It will be hard to breathe in and out. Sleepiness and lethargy will increase. You will be unfit for any actions, so you will have no strength for eliminating the
afflictions. Ini jidang kala mambo cha sona ini u patong da chilian ka wa che gre ini la ba de ini ni dang be de nyo da cha de de shu ji pon ini ga re chen le sm sen le sm ro cha gre song do
so this thing is you know we experience all the time so when we eat you know heavy we get all those kind of faults So what this indicate is when we eat, you know, we should be not eating too much, not eating too little, just the, you know, middle way of eating.
So
third, eating digestible and wholesome food. With such a food, you eliminate all feeling of suffering related to food and you do not create
new ones. 원게지 사와이나 니그메 미로 카나마토 와시데 니 니모다 디바메 게와체 와치 든저서 고구도
So eating appropriate food which does not produce afflictions. With such a food, you do not create misdeeds and you stay happy.
Ani te lane to ge jese kar sa so na ani mo chu se la mi be ge ani cha san shu chen bo yo ro as ani de ge ani ne bon do ba se ne ro kan ji ni mi de gang go re sa so do
so why you know we need to practice this kind of things related to the diet because negative emotions, afflictions are depend on, diets. So, if we practice what mentioned here, then, it won't create misdeeds and we stay happy.
Masu tujuh ni cuci ni cik mian ni zaman gang jadi cik kalau monyo ni ni mana sewan ni cik dah ni zubu ni kang tu dia mesti sengit tujuh ni tujuh mian ni jin ni taji cik mian ni zaman ni cik cuci tu jenah cik jenah dia show tu ni sejak ni cuci sejak yang ni tangguh je macam ni lah dah. Kalau suki cuci tu ni cuci ni macam cuci ni jual lah dah gang macam cuci ni.
So for people like us, we don't do meditations. So we don't feel, by eating little and eating too much and whatever mentioned here seems kind of, not very important because we are not practicing and not analyzing all those things.
Then your celestibi nibos, di nimi gumbala ralimbi, nimi the songless. Tinjigin de chatte mebos of you tendala carichagos and a seller may be nimi sing the gongore, sondoa.
So we read through the text again. Moreover, the remedy from craving food lies within meditating.
Jesus.
On the faults of food. There are three faults. First, three faults.
Song les, long should be jilishwin, nipa nes, ni, mosuki sayagi, long should be jilishwin, ni, nimi de kandachan, tago, sasona, ni, pitch sevji, kado yabo, ni, penetration bo, ni, wrong amo in a congestion, drink the sebi, nimi kandachan, tago, sewa in the dendua, kazi zombola. 진짜
So first, the fault that arises from the causes of enjoyment, contemplate how any colorful, aromatic, and good-tasting food whatsoever appears like vomit once you have chewed it and
Motion it with your saliva.
So the second fault, the fault that arises from digesting food. Contemplate how food produces such an element of the body as flesh and blood after it is digested in the middle or last period of the night. Contemplate how some food become feces and urines and then remain in the lower part of our body. Moreover, each day, you have to excrete that. Think how many kinds of illnesses develop in connection with this food.
Tombo de kanagi ni mi kaza kanolo zobachaya de ni ba de jogono zobachaya de do.
So the first is becoming bad in our mouth, and then second thing, it is transform bad in our belly.
So, but say two or less, you mean, Mila and Nandua, and you say the colors, Carisan, Kutsegoro, two or a Kale, Karajoguri, Jun Carriers and Nayorisondo.
So, the third, the five faults that come from looking for food, the five are as follows.
Alias Drupal is showing Yimmy Nes, set on sage duty to the Sadonji. Nyejendu bepa temma shene dhujins, mandu na nyange suji donghenla, dhu na ong choba tang chuzi ji tohne sunyi, zuwa chabu donghenwa woos.
So, first fault of a procurements, while being tormented by heat and cold, you must make great effort in order to procure food and assemble its causes. If you do not procure it, you suffer sorrow and the like. Even if you do procure the food, you fear that it will be stolen or wasted, and then suffer because of taking great pain to guard it.
So
whatever mentioned here about, you know, procuring the food, you know, for you guys, you know, because you guys has plenty of, you know, food here in this country, so you know, you don't know all these things. So, like in Tibet, you know, this thing to gather the food, this all these fault are very real.
Pena. So in
1986, like in Rinpoche's house in Tibet, there are 8 people live in his family, and you know, at they don't have enough food for the whole year. So, you know, in maybe in the October or September or somewhere there, the all food are gone. And until Rinpoche's 20 years old, you know, he don't have a freedom or, you know, to eat whatever he want in his house. Always, you know, it was, food was, you know, kind of dictated by the mother. So in his family, you know, his mother dictates the food. So, you know, there are 8 peoples and there are 8 different sizes of, you know, steam balls. So if people like us, you know, if tells like this, you know, then, you know, they can feel it. But, you know, for like you guys, you know, it doesn't seem true. The second fault, the fault of running, ruining close relationships.
Then the end of the issue, the partner Bola Sobans, Pinsu Zujin, Toba was and Dua, and the Kalagi Tandala, Pada Puma Changi, and the Panzola Pazimotor, and watch over Sondo.
Even close relatives, such as father and sons, will dispute and fight with one other for the sake of food. We break here.
Alek kunzu maas man rohi dasala daani. Dahien dahi chak chus.
So first we go through the text, then we'll see.
Das sele tin bi nyen pas. Nyen pa der wata ale yo lo wi da. Ngo mi shi pa ne as. Ta kan ji chu mi shi pa de jiro. Ngo mi shi be nyen pa ne. Tell us about Chichetan Junius, Jebolos of a Pinsu, Utrejins, Domi, Domanua was.
So the third, the fault of insatisfactory, is the same thing. I can't pronounce this, whatever it is. You guys have the text, so king and the likes will go to war with each other and experience much suffering, then their craving for food intensifies.
Ben katu ji ngazu ji ben hayon ne kala zo sha so ji ding den da le ji wo ne ji pa zu de ze ten ge go ji ma ra la da ga ji kala ji 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 jian xian ne ga ji de yi tian da le yin wo ra la da.
So this is kind of indirect, related to the food.
Yang chu zhe ji bo ten de da ka re zhe mo ji tian da le ji bo pa zu du zhe ne xi xiu ji tong chu cha ro sa la.
So if we directly think, then it kind of looks silly, the kings just fight for a food.
Ta ron me bi ne ba ne as jin ji se sa wa na ji yu den de pa re ta to be na dong he to ma nyu wa o ta khala sa ne jin ji yu bo nya de son ton ro ti sa sa na ini ji ta da du go ro.
So the fourth, the fault of lack of independence. Those who eat others' food experience much suffering when they fight with opponent on behalf of their leaders.
Ne pa sie pa le shuwa ne sa se da se ji ju go su ji di pa sa sa ne chi se te da chen ne ju jen de chi xin se chi ne jang ngen ro lung wo sa ka ji ka la le te bi di pa mo mo ji sa go ro di ji jen xian ne de ne yong go re song do.
So the fifth, the fault that arises from wrongdoing, having masses sin of body, speech, and mind for the sake of food and its causes. You remember your sins when you are dying and die with regret. Moreover, So moreover, after death, you fall into a miserable realm. Those are the faults of, related to the food. And the benefit is, despite all of this, there is some benefit to food. After all, the body depends upon it.
Tetsang ji shir se temba mri pe es lit ne bal te ne da ge ni tsang ba shyo ba yang da ba du ba o ni se la tem bi tetsang ji nga se sa ge se ne ri ge ma ri se sa ba te ni phen ba ji ton ne sa gu ru song ri ta den da che wa ina.
Eat your food after you think, since it is not correct to rely on food just for the sake of my body's maintenance. I will conduct myself in a pure manner in dependence on my body's maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
So benefactors and those who actually carry out acts of charity works so hard that their skin, flesh and blood dry up. Then they make their gifts with a wish for a special result. I will ensure that their action have great effects. So usually we don't, you know, think about what we eat, where it comes from, the sources of the food. You know, we just go to the grocery store, get some food, and, you know, very easily, it seems. But, you know, when we really, you know, look how we get our food, the sources come from, then, you know, it was a lot of effort made by many, you know, sentient beings. Some even sacrifice their lives for our food, and some work so hard, you know, for our food. So, for example, you know, Rinpoche got a friend. He always said that, you know, if we eat a, you know, meat, and if we eat a rice, the
sin would be the same.
So for example, you know, for the rice, you know, in the rice field, how much people suffer, you know, the animals plow the lands and kill many insects, and as well as especially, you know, at this, you know, our time, lot of, you know, pesticides and, you know, those, you know, whatever the chemicals killed, you know, infinite insects, those are all sentient beings. So like mentioned here, benefactors and those who actually carry out the act of charity works for our food, you know, it seems like, you know, they really, you know, extract their, you know, their flesh, their blood, and everything for the sake of our foods. So, you know, if we just eat it, you know, for pleasure and to maintenance of our looks and, you know, all those physical things, then, you know, there will be really, you know, great mistake. As mentioned here, remember as well that Shantideva's compendium of training says to eat well, reflecting that, number one, you are benefiting the givers, whereas now you are assembling microorganism in your body through the material gift of food. In the future, you will gather this being together through the teachings, and you will accomplish the welfare of all living beings.
Pena kala yi pena jeba po sene re kanje kala thoma yo sa gi jishe pa po teni la ani pen pen to yo mi ba chi je ni ba nga so gi pena chora so xie ga ga so gi lü lü le sim ni chi chi tong sen yo sen la ga la da pena nga so ko bo no lo la ani kala sa bi ne ga so lü le ne bi gi ni sim ni chi chi tong sen gi teni la ani pena kala gi ni jin ba tong bi mi ba chi na sa ga so do wa.
And when we eat, you know, we try to, you know, try to reflect the kindness of those, you know, who work for our food, and you know, and also try to benefit them from, you know, any means. You know, and also when we eat, we think, we reflect that, you know, in our body there are 21,000, you know, a microorganism in our body. So, you know, is a kind of giving to them. From all those, you know, thoughts, you eat the food.
Tanda sangsing ki jinpa che, ane mahu pa la ane, tanda ki mbising teta la ane, chu chu jinpa che ge yin se na penpa tongbi tanggur sang duwa. Ngo su ki jinpa tele, chu chu jinpa tan sangsing ki jinpa tan, chu chu jinpa se nyin xie ura wala ta.
And also, you know, in the giving practice, you know, there are two kinds of giving. Giving the, you know, material practice and giving the teaching practice. So, you know, in meantime, we are giving the food to those, you know, microorganism in our body. And in future, when we attain Buddhahood, then we will fulfill their, you know, fulfill their will by giving the, you know, teachings.
Jiro mo jindar songa ro, bina thoma sanzin shin be sanjin na so, kodo du ni chu ju chen shi shi. Thoma sanjin na, ini sanzin shi shin be ki du, ini di je la, ini
So as Lama Tsongkhapa mentioned that, you know, at first, you know, we need to satisfy the, you know, sentient beings by giving the material things, and then, you know, once they, you know, once they recruit by giving the material things, then later you give them the, you know, teaching and fulfill their ultimate wishes.
Sambe sawa sendwa, ini nye tering, ini kala sawa de, ini sanje tangje ki tuyen dhubi tuyen dhala, ini kala sawa yin sena, kanje shanchu sengi sembyo dhona, kala sawa yin dhwa la da, kesong da soso ki chogo jaya, kesong da penpa tangwa di be, shanchu, penna dhubi shanchu yu jolan dhwa yalan dhwa, jaya dhwa la da, nane tu xena.
And also, if we could able to practice, then, you know, mere our eating, you know, food also be a, you know, great practice. It depends on our motivation, you know. So if we know how to practice, then, you know, eating can be a, you know, tremendous, you know, accumulation of merit.
Dino katu kimi do chidan ina ngaso bena shenye tinze da lami ne jo tin katu la ya bena pa de zai na ma ro bo che se de ina lama so so gi ni gyu che ni so so gi kala sa wa da do lo ga ba da ga che ba de ni so so gi ni ki yu su ju be ni zai na ma la pie gi tin ge me ba che na ni long she se tin ge song jin du se la da
so it didn't mention here but you know when we do the guru yoga, then you know, when we say Pandansava Lama Rinpoche, then you know, Lama descend down through our crown and you know, remain in our heart. And when we eat, you know, we offer the food to the Lamas, and when we put on our clothes, we offer the clothing for the Lamas. So through this kind of practice, you know, we can accumulate a merit too.
Shitin langgomba lulu yi son de derende. Shitin le jang ansa. Kaze me dandawa ripa yin decha shedang me ba tenji te hez. Jashi ma la nyebi shi ma la. Sashi ma la li nem ba shi 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 sum so osa.
And, you know, also Nagarjuna's friendly letter states, with an understanding that food is like medicine, eat it without hostility or attachment, nor for heightness, might, or robustness, but only to maintain your body. So food is the ultimate medicine. So the medicine cures the illnesses and heals the body. So likewise, you know, we should think our food like a medicine.
The chadam phebi tenda member ma se ani pena kachi zupo tap chen se gora kanje sha pena sha jaba lo shale jashi mala se be jab ani ni bi sha mala se pena ngaje da ani ka ngaje ta bo je pena nga mi ne sin sin de ro den ro ko go do den de che da ma re yon zubo chenpo tsaba se de chenpo cha, zubo chenpo cha de mayi. Ona kari chendo yon se na, eni, liyut debo ne bin bashi le, eni, mien de tenpa yin, kaze yin mien de.
So, and it without hostility or attachment. So, you know, not to, when we eat, you know, we should not be hostility and attachment that, you know, attached to the, you know, all the, you know, foods, you know, smell, taste, and, you know, attractiveness or whatever, all those things, and hostility that, you know, it enhance, so not like that, and not for heightness, might, or robustness. So, you know, we should not eat food like to make ourselves kind of attractiveness or to have a, you know, a powerful bodies and mights and like that, but solely to only to maintain our body's health, so that you can able to carry on your practice and you know work for all the central things.
Tegi tenta karishego re ni karishego re salaso na ni kala maza so mundo wa kala sato de ni kyuno sambat nonshu gi chone ni dendun jibachi jeju songdo asana da.
So that all this advice is that, you know, we gotta eat. So, you know, when we eat, you know, what kind of, you know, attitude or motivation we should have and how we consider our food. So this all are the, you know, advice.
Ani khala sadhe ani sacho rinpo chi sacho. Ani sabata tyanda tyanba chi sacho. Tyanda tyanba chi.
So when we eat, you know, we should not eat too much, too less, too good, too bad, you know, not fall into a extreme, any extremes. So eat in a in between, in the middle way. And, you know, and when we eat, what kind of, you know, attitude we should have, all those are the advice.
That's Satun Long Shu don't the Segura here's one ladder. Here's one the Jiri Kanji Shun Yoba here's one ladder. Lanet to Medusa as a Kangal Jin bet the Kakar and Gawachan do Dualat.
So hope now we understand, you know, how to eat and how to drink. What are the purpose of our eating and drinking, and what kind of attitude we need to have, and what kind of amount and qualities we should eat, you know. Hope we understand whatever mentioned here, you know, for our eating and drinking, you know. But, you know, whether we implement or not, it is different. So we will do some questions here if you guys have any questions, you know. Otherwise, then we will go through the text.
Yeah.
Why is it that in some traditions the monks do not eat after noon time?
Ta kogi tiwa di ni gelong zo ni chido kase di pangi duwas ni ik kinse kare res.
Te tangi ni songwa na yin re chidang ina chido kase saye de ye ni zupi kare sa pena gei mi pa chewa la ta ji un zhong sing ye de se ye de dang ni ko bi ni bi ne ko sa la ji nyu mo yi pena cha dang me bing yi de ye jin zi chen bo ye sa ro.
So this, you know, monks should, the ordained, full ordained monks not eat the, you know, dinner, cause, you know, if you eat the dinner, you know, then, you know, your mind is not sharp in the morning, and it, your mind get kind of, you are too full, your mind get kind of dull, and as mentioned here, you got lethargy, and, you know, it's, you know, really hard to concentrate or to meditate. And when you are you eat you know, heavy food at night, then in the morning you have a hard time to wake up in the morning, and as well as you fall in a deep sleep, and, you know, you cannot able to maintain your meditation or concentration.
Penanga tsun de jin da ji chema ni mo sanga ya ji ko zi ngo she ba ji ko gi sana to ku chu gu ja ji pen chu sanga ba chu ba sa le da chu ba sa chu gu ba sa ji le da chu sa gu ba sa ja ji je ne da so ni shu ge jin ba pen pesha ten zin di zin ma tu pe nyang to shu cha gi do sa ti te ma za gunji ra wo ji gunji de chama che sang a pa ma to khala ma za che nye she de shu ge pe zu bo pe so mo yong du sen ko be de kono nyo an shu yin sen hie do ko kono lo bo shu jin hie do da
so Rinpoche got a friend that you know he always says that you know in the evening
gonda ma ni bi ne ga so nyo bo ma se shoki ya no di ka so ya che ba chi mo du sen la gi do sa la
you know if you eat a big meal then you know at night you fall in a real deep sleep and in the morning too you have a hard time to wake up and also when you memorize the text you know it is really hard to memorize the text your mind is not very sharp like usual so that we don't examine but we don't check but one of the Rinpoche's friend he through his you know examination he find that you know that's very true if you eat a light food in the evening then you are more you know likely to easy to wake up in the morning and you know your mind is sharp and you can memorize you know more cause your mind is sharp that he through his experience you know he always tells you know like that
so sanje gi pena gyanon chong le cheban je sha ye de ji pena ge jon pe ta da ni de nyu wa sha wa nyu wa se go ro din ri ye so le mo cha ga ba ka sa le ka sha ar sa da
so why Buddha restrict the monks not to eat after noon because you know to prepare food there's a lot of work that's the one reason that you know you got more time to meditate and practice mm-hmm. and as well as you know if you don't eat after noon dinner then you know your sleep would be not very deep and in the morning you can wake up easily and when you meditate in the morning your mind would be sharp and clear and you know easier to concentrate
pena sanje gi den song reset da me ji ngona nga chogi gap ripa gi phonsa chewa ina pena nyima re pena shela zuo de sholo la no ne sunyu jin den go ro ne shudu ni chongchen no den min do chogo maro ko tisu ken za chen no lo le go yeden shudu chongji se de chogo maro sene ga ba yore den de ya che ba yo jiro wa sana da so yin la no ne zuo de den go yin sana
and also maybe you know monks the nuns they go for begging the food so you know they don't have to spend lot of time preparing the food so they get more time to meditate that could be the one reason and also in the evening if you go for the begging for the dinner then you know there is a certain time that you need to return back to your monastery so you know so that could be the another reason too
तो से बेटे के वा जोंदी के चरो होला दे ता तेरे सोनी दे जिंदगी पीछे छवा ते गने पीछे खला रागो ये जमारे
सो दिस आर ऑल इन द फॉर्चुनेट टाइम एंड नाउअडेज इफ यू रियली हैव टू यू नो गो एंड बेगिंग द फूड देन यू नो सम डे यू हैव टू स्टॉप
पेन ngaju sero gambal ta tonda jel ha zero pen tonda jel ha de sonyol ten gana ti en de ba chiro gona ta ri mon do sa me ni shin de ka bo ro la des ta ba de hi de su de tu
so like in the south india in the you know in Rinpoche's monastery there is more than 2000 monks in his monastery so you know those all monks go for begging the food you know then you know every day how could the villager afford to give the foods so you know some day you know most of the time you gotta sleep with empty tummy.
Ha, to dress la ta. Ani ta ye be.
Any or more questions?
When we had a retreat with Gunkar out at the Cambodia Center, I think the monks out there were more Hinayana monks observed that 12 o'clock diet. And I remember Rinpoche was kind of, he didn't really make much distinction on whether it was that important or not. I think it's tradition, more of a traditional maybe. That's my grasp on it, but I don't really know, but that's all I can add.
That Hazuki Chido Kazis had the Susuzu Sujindo Jin Saro Asa. That Kusho Kongayim do Konzumage, the Cambodia Gumbachido, Odigibula, Konzu Samji Deva Yensa. Did it some body Bula, Cambodia Gumbabuli, and Tawat Samaloki, Tagunda, and Ningu Diabla and Chido Kasidi, Pangidus. Rimbuchegalism, didn't they catch him? Married, didn't they catch him? Kayama, the Gizgi, catch him, Maris, in the slaggy doos. They get to catch him the whole Ziggim in doos. Then there's a Makora Samzuch and Adita Susu, Sujun do look so doge, Matajigi, the Gizgi catch him in some Maruas.
That then raises a lot that is something to catch him with Sigmarimans and on it, on it, and girls on big color, Sanjay Yichabi, so he shall sounding it as a money sooner. That then raises a takaji tonches and jamma, yes, the sorcery mother, Sanjay Yichabam was there.
So these are the, you know, disciplines of the monk. So, you know, the monks are prohibited to eat after. You know, afternoon. So that is the, you know, Vinaya Sutra's discipline, one of the discipline. But these are the fortunate time, but, you know, nowadays it's like that. But, you know, whether you implement or not, it really depends on the individual. So, you know, at the good time, you know, so even for your life, you know, they won't transgress even that kind of vows, you know. So this all depend on the individual.
Yeah, Sanjay Gichiba Mumbo na ya gaja do gopa ni jana no so ni gopa shuchawa ya so na ya misa tamsa tena ko Mumbo yere sala.
And also, you know, Buddha's teaching or the discipline of the, Vinaya Sutra is very flexible. So, you know, the discipline and the reason, more you rely on the reason. Sometimes, you know, even though Buddha restricted, you know, something, but in a certain reason, you know, even though you have to, transgress those vows or, you know, those things, disciplines, there is an exception, you know, that the reason would be really, you know, great, then, you know, there is a permission that, you know, you can just, you know, you have a permit, you have a permission, you know, to not carry that particular discipline.
Tanji, se ha chon nyu chan kare chon yore se sona ani gyaar du bola thum enge chagres ani ti chena ani ha chon nyu chan ne jeju amar se ti yiri bola dena yon.
So that the, you know, afternoon food is like, you know, mentioned here, you know, not too much, not too less. So, you know, these are all mostly depend on the reason, you know. So in a certain reason, you are really sick and, you know, you are really malnutrition or whatever. At that time, you know, certain food are, even though, you know, restricted, prohibited, but, you know, it is exception.
Yeah. Nyima chi ki todi le mandawa chana yang kho chi zupi ki tau lan roya thang pa chi yang chi nyumo tu zupi ya ki cha chen lan roya song roya yang tenri mandawa ki chepa yang gaja tenri yosa le la tenri gaja munga te sibu shiye me.
So the main thing when you eat, you know, big meals at night or after the afternoon, then, you know, your mind become powerless and your ability to, you know, for your meditation decrease. So that is the main reason.
So, could you ask Rinpoche one of the questions? During retreats, there are times when they do some fasting. Is that actually to enhance the practice then, correct? That's why they do the fasting, or they... I know, for instance, he did a retreat that had fasting in it, and so is that probably the reason why, to actually enhance the practice or the retreat itself?
Tāyāng kūki tīvā shimbā dhīlā, nyūngne dhīgī dhuās, nyūngne khadhū anī, yūne, tājī sēdhā kōm kē gūchī, mādhūng vācchī, māsā vācchī, dhīnis dhīgī dhuās, dhīzūyā anī chī kharisū gūrē, lo sebu yungye dhār rikpa tōp yungye kichē dhūrī wēs.
Tendrū rā āyī. Ngē tū ngāli tānda tī pēnyi kā khāsā sebu shē mēndu mēs, ngē tī mōngchā wā tī pēnā tōnglē kī mī pārīndu tēn sō dhā. Pēnā yedā kī trā kōntu dhā kī nī dōnghē tī rāñī kī tānglē chē bī. Tendrū kī tōnglē kī mī pārīndu rō wē sārī pēchī. Yīñ chī dōnghē rāñī kī tēlā tī nā kūtā lēn sīngi chī yorō.
So this the fasting and the, you know, afternoon food is different. So afternoon food is in the monks, nuns' discipline in the sutras. And the fasting practice or the fasting retreat is, you know, is more like reflecting on the, you know, suffering nature of the, you know, pretas or the hungry ghost, so, you know, how they suffer because of a lack of food and drinks. So, you know, it is more, the fasting is more related to the, you know, giving and taking, or the tonglen practice. So, you know, the taking the, you know, the pretas or the hungry ghosts are suffering into yourself and giving all those things, those pretas. So, but Rinpoche is not very familiar with, you know, this fasting practice, so he's not very sure. Because Rinpoche never, you know, stay in a fasting practice so far.
I have a question from a couple of teachings ago, if it's okay to ask. Usually a class once about single-pointed concentration, about how one point you should be able to see all the very specific details of the image of the Buddha or what have you very clearly for maybe 3 or 4 hours at a time. And I'd like to know, how do you start to develop that skill?
So to have that kind of a clarity, you know, whatever the your chosen meditation object is, so you gotta, you know, meditate on it over and over again. So really get, you know, familiarized with in detail. That is the, you know, key.
So, cousin, also, you did pen and drone to you in Shashu, the Sumoncha, the cousin, pen a shenet, the Hato Dunga James on it, and in the Chegger Senna. So, cousin, me patelejane, and in Del Patronjo or Lada. Conjun de cargo or Salada, and also on be goka, and in drone to the Shashu in the Sala, Donetje, and so pen a jetted jan on a jetted jetu, pitch gonjal, tango, do a cassation, and drunga James on.
So if you want to attain that kind of clarity, then, you know, our all power and time, you know, 80% should spend on meditation, and rest of them, is applying, you know, mindfulness and introspection, you know, while we are walking or sitting or doing our chores or whatever, at that time, you know, our senses faculty need to be restrained and focus on the chosen object through the help of mindfulness and introspection. That's the main thing.
So, chidan nga chu on lege jir sine kor. Chidan sine kor ngane dunga yana bena sa zang wa da zho zang wa nen jo de yo je den sing yang ko mi si ge cha chen de zang ge mo bo yer la da. Den ri ge cha chen zang bi to ngane mi bo ya bo de ngane bena da wa chu la mi sine ju tu la u do a den ri tem bo ting yin de tem bo yong yin de ni na.
All those things come precise detail later on. So, you know, the when you really want to achieve that kind of, you know, single-pointed mental state, then, you know, there are the, you know, things you need to gather, and all those things, if you could practice, you know, then, you know, that is not too hard. It can be achieved in a short period of time, like 6 months or years or like that. So we stop here.
Kasa chubu tamba teda ki chu chita nyansi lenpa nagi ki da tena ki yunga shu se suna ngone chwani chana huwa de dui bari lada.
So our dedication would be, you know, like all the previous great masters and practitioners, how they practice, you know, may I too able to practice the same like they did, you know, that would be the short dedication.
Katu huwa chewa yana, ini, tsero kyan de penna tipa chenpe langche rinpa tenpe, ini, gehi shenye de nye shenye de jisun zinpa shu, ini, ta yebe sanche tangche, dunri chigi jule me yana, ini, gosu poba tang, kwa yang, nyanga chenpo yujiro wa zlata.
So direct dedication would be, you know, whatever merit I have gained, separate from the, you know, true guru and can able to fulfill the wishes of all the sentient beings. That would be the, you know, direct related dedication.
Since you don't machine, but you shouldn't attend the interesting at any Juromach, Coron Rangi, any Lorichimbuji, who are the Malani Garini, Ku Chimachi, you are shows and undergoes.
So if we don't know how to dedicate, then you know, when we recite the, you know, Tene Ringdu prayer, so that is the dedication and also the, you know, prayer of wish composed by Lama Tsongkhapa. So we, well, we recite, we reflect on the meaning, so there will be enough for a good dedication.
Yeah.